The move comes at the urging of Governor Daniel Malloy and the Democratic leaders of the state legislature. Speaking to the board that oversees the evaluations, Malloy said they're responding to complaints from teachers and administrators.
By smoothing out the evaluation implementation process and easing the rules around evaluation, our hardworking educators can focus on implementing the Common Core with fidelity.
House Republicans accused the Democrats of trying to put off full implementation of the Common Core standards until after the November election because of the widespread complaints. Representative Tim Acott of Coventry is the ranking Republican on the Education Committee. He says the plan was adopted without legislative oversight because of the possibility of receiving federal Race to the Top funds from the Obama administration.
In 2010, we said the state of Connecticut will accept the Common Core curriculum standards in an attempt to get the dollars from the Race to the Top money. And we've failed all 3 years trying to get that, but we're still following in line in what the National Board of Education wants us to do.
Acott says Republicans would like legislative hearings before any further implementation of the teacher evaluations and Common Core standards. The Democrats, who are in charge in the legislature, have yet to indicate they'd be willing to do that. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.